TEF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Wow, so fun, so cool, so amazing. Hello and welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwaka, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome! This is Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday from 12 to 1. My name is Katie, and I'm your host for the next amazing hour. Thank you so much for being here. This week, I have so many fantastic sounds to share, and I'll be discussing some new albums along with some fun new Canadian artists, so stick around to hear all about it. Up first, here is Change Your Mind by Castlebeat.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. That was just All My Candles by Men I Trust on their newest album, Equus Aeneas. Asinus? This is Raccoon City here every Tuesday, 12 to 1, and I'm your host, Katie. I have so many fun artists to discuss today. First, I will talk about Men I Trust's new album, Equus Asinus, which I looked up and it means domesticated ass or donkey. Which is probably why I said it like that the first time, because the title, the album name, literally means ass or donkey or domesticated donkey, which is really weird. I honestly don't really get it, and maybe I need to do more research, but overall, I just don't really like that name for this album. I don't know why. It just makes me mad for some reason, you know. But that's my opinion. That's just my silly little opinion. And it, to me, it just reads wrong. Like, but you're totally allowed to have a totally different opinion. You could love the name Domesticated Ass. That's fine. I don't, that doesn't bother me at all. But my opinion is that it just doesn't read well. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know. But my notes on this album are pretty similar. This is Men I Trust's newest album that was just released like 2 or 3 days ago. Well, actually, when this episode airs, it will be like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but whatever. My notes on this album are pretty similar to any other Men I Trust music. Very mellow, could play anywhere at any time, energy. It's giving background music. It's pretty good. I like it, but I've definitely heard better from them. I like when they do like silly little like instrumental sessions within their albums and music, and I didn't hear a lot of that from this specific album, but that's fine. Maybe I'll listen more and I'll change my opinion a little bit, but for now I think it's low-key mid, not gonna lie, but that's fine. They have so much better, amazing, cool music out there. And you know what, I'm just happy they released new music that I can munch on. Men I Trust is a Canadian band from Montreal, Canada, so you should definitely listen to them because they're cool and they just came out with a new album. And speaking of super cool Canadian artists, I'll be talking about a new Canadian artist that I've been listening to a lot lately right after this next set, so definitely stay tuned. For now, here is I Come With Mud by Men I Trust on their newest album, Equus Asinus. See, that's what I mean. Anyway, here is I Come With Mud. Thank you.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Cause I feel it when I'm off and down, little by little, I just want.
so fun, so cool, so awesome. That was just Bob Moses and Casablanca on with their single Afterglow. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station, here on 90.1 FM. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here. That was just Bob Moses, and he is my Canadian artist highlight for this week. Bob Moses is a sultry electronic duo from Vancouver, British Columbia, which is really cool. I had no idea they were from Vancouver until I just looked it up last night when I was making this playlist, because I've been listening to them like a lot recently over the past like few weeks, and I'm like, oh, they're so cool, they're so good, I'm gonna play them on my radio show. And then last night I was making the playlist and I was like, oh, where are they from? Like, I should probably look that up. And I did, and they're from Vancouver. That's so fun and so cool. They're also playing Shambhala this year, which is very excited, so I will get to see them live, which is very, very, very exciting. And I just wanted to play them in general, but when I looked up where they're from, I was pleasantly surprised that they're from Vancouver, because I always like to play Vancouver artists, and I just think it's good to support Canadian artists, especially right now. It's super fun, super cool. So yeah, check out Bob Moses if you're looking for a little bit of electronic pop music, a little sultry electronica. Very fun, very, very cool. They have a lot of really fun, unique sounds that greatly differs from a lot of other electronic music these days. I feel like they have more of a cool tone to them with more of a unique sound and beat, which I really like hearing. So definitely check them out and give Bob Moses a listen. Also, stick around for more awesome, cool, super amazing music, because I'll be talking a little bit more about Doechii's album, Alligator Bites Never Heal. So stick around for all of those sounds. But for now, we're going to listen to a little bit more Bob Moses. Here is Enough to Believe, the Jamie Jones remix by Bob Moses. Enjoy!
Holding my hand, hoping I can make it to the end. I wasn't looking for a phantom or a friend, trying to find an answer.